Okay, just a few halachot from the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Ki Tetze, Halacha Yud Bet. Asur legnov da'at ha-beriyot, afilu bedvarim she'em behem mefsed, ve'rak oseh ken kedeh she'yaziku lo tova b'chinam. A person is not allowed to mislead somebody, even though it's not going to cost a person a monetary loss, but you're misleading him in a way where now he's going to owe you a favor in return. For example, you know a person is eating by his parents or somewhere. He's eating somewhere on Friday night, let's say. And you know that. And you go to him and you tell him, please, I want you to come to me tonight. And you know he's not going to come. You know he's eating somewhere else. And you're only doing it so now he'll feel indebted to you. That's, oh, please, you invited me, thank you, but you know what, I can't come. Now he's going to owe you something. So therefore, that's considered genevat da'at. You're stealing his wisdom. He really thinks it's a genuine invitation, but really it's not. You're just doing it to make him indebted to you. Now the Ben Ish Chai says that that would be forbidden if you do it in a way where you're insisting. I insist, you have to come, please. But if you just make a perfunctory invitation like we do, please come over tonight, where that faddal, which more that's like a respect. That's more just like a salutary remark, like you say good morning, good afternoon. Derech Eretz, you see somebody in the street, you say please come over, even though you know he's eating somewhere else, that's Derech Eretz. He's talking about where you're really being insistent. No, you have to come, I insist, you have to come, please. Or you know for a fact the person is fasting. Maybe it's a certain ta'anit, Erev Rosh Chodesh, or you know, he fasts a certain ta'anit, and he said, yes, please, can I make you a cup of coffee? You know, let me give you something to eat. You know he's not going to take anything. So this case would be asur. The next halakha, Keshem Shesh on Abim Masam Matan, just like there is usury when it comes to business, a person has to be careful not to overcharge to a certain degree. Kach Yesh Ona Abid Varin, there's also usury when it comes to speech. What does it mean? That if a person uses words that are hurtful, or words that can cause pain to his fellow, that's considered isur min haTorah. People don't realize that. People think that if they use a sharp word or an insult, that it's just considered a witty or something like that. But really, according to the halacha, this is considered ona'a, ugdola, ona'at devarim, ona'at mamon. Worse is usury by the mouth, verbal abuse, than actually monetary. You know, monetary, if I steal, I can return it. However, if you insult somebody, the damage already is non-refundable. The damage is already done in the person's soul. Secondly, when I damage somebody monetarily, I only hurt his pocket. But when I damage somebody with a verbal insult, I'm actually affecting his body. Certainly if a person curses his fellow and embarrasses him, if a person calls his friend a nickname, even if he's used to the nickname, he doesn't get embarrassed anymore. If the guy's kavanah is to embarrass him, he's calling him by the nickname in order to zing him, even though the guy doesn't get embarrassed by the nickname anymore, asur mishum onaat devarim. This is going to be asur as well.